Today's reading can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
The reading from today is from Acts 8, 14 to 17. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of pressure today and a lot of anxiety, so why don't we just start with a round of applause for our conference, because they actually did it. They've been through a lot this year. We started with an opening retreat in September in Muiwo, and then we had teachings every month. And we also closed the confirmation program with a closing retreat, also in Muiwo. But this time we did a night hike at about 3 hours. So they've been through a lot, these confirmants that you can see behind me. And a few weeks ago, as we were about to prepare the ceremony today, I asked them, "Hey, what would you like to do for the sermon?" Right? Because I would love to talk to the congregation, and maybe you have a special message. And what I've heard from them was, "Enough of you speaking. We want to read our testimonies to the congregation. We've worked hard on those testimonies, and now we want people to actually hear them." And what I'm hearing is really an underlying need for our youth to be heard. And I'm really wondering if the church in general, maybe not just Union, but the church in general is not doing a great job at listening to the youth. I think most of the time we think all the stuff we can teach them, all the different things they need to know, all the different things they need to, and all the time they need to remain silent, right? And listen to us. Well, what if, as a church, we would try to listen a little bit more to our youth? What if we would try to actually take them a little bit more seriously? What if we would stop thinking of them as the future of the church when they actually are in the church? Right? What if instead of just giving them cheap food, we actually would give them real responsibilities? Our youth are craving for responsibilities. I've seen that a lot here at Union Church. These youth are really amazing. Who was at the ladies' dinner on Monday? Oh, just a few hands. Well, I wish I was, but Michelle would not have let me in. But my wife was at the dinner, and the first thing she told me when she came back home was, "Oh my gosh." They gave the mic to Sila. Where is Sila? To Sila. And she gave a testimony. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Thank you, Pastor Michelle, for giving the mic to one of our youth." Because yes, we can learn from them. And yes, they also have a relationship with God. So we don't need to wait until our youth are 18, 20, 25, 30 to actually listen to them. Maybe now is the time to listen to them a little bit more carefully. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a real honor and a pleasure today to present you the confirmants and to listen to their testimonies. They spent a lot of time working on it. So without any further delay, let's Let's have Alex Banfield up front. With the mic.
I've been brought up as a Christian since I was a baby, and I come to church every Sunday. So I've been exposed to Christianity for a long time and in a lot of aspects in my life. However, after this year's confirmation course, I've thought a lot about God, if God was real, and the answer was always yes. Even though I haven't had a lot of experiences with God, but he has helped me with little things like helping me remember to do my homework or to calm me down when I'm nervous. I have also learned that being a Christian is about loving God with all your heart, and I've been trying to do that. In school, I have friends who are of different backgrounds, and I still love all of them because they are all human and the Bible teaches us to love one another. This is a Bible verse that is very important to me and special to me. And the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. This Bible verse shows us that God gave us life because he has given us life. We need to cherish it and give thanks to him. I want God to be in my life. This is why I want to be confirmed.
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute, just give me your ear, and I'll tell you how God got me here. My journey in Christ has been like a roller coaster. I was scared whether or not to ride it. But you know those friends that make you go on the roller coaster? That was my family. Now, before you start saying, they did not force you into Christianity. I was only stating that I was born into a Christian family. Anyway, this ride was scary. But I got on, and I felt more comfortable when I was in the seat of the roller coaster, because that was God's presence to me as a child. But then the ride climbed up, and now the up part is the worst part, because it's the suspense of knowing you're going to drop. And beholding the drop was when Satan was in my life. This was the lowest of the low. And I'm relating this to when my sister Karis was in the hospital for surgery. Sheila and Seb, I still love you too. But seriously, I remember lying in my bed on that night and saying to God, if you take her, I will hate you and despise you forever. And walking to the hospital that day and seeing her smiling, and that meant everything to me. I was so happy she was okay, and I guess that was God saying to me, you do not need to hate me and despise me forever, because you are my child and I love you. And now the ride is coming to an end, and I am happy because when I come back, it is a new chapter for me, just like baptism. And as it says in the Bible, Jesus says, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 5.
Love is the first word that I think of when I think of God. Right as I was born, my siblings and I have felt the presence of God's love, whether it's simple acts in day-to-day life or my parents showing their amazing love for us. We have known that we were loved from the beginning. I remember Sunday school. One of the things that stood out to me was that God loves me 100%. He always has, and he always will, through all my sins and flaws. When I think about a time of love and faith that impacted my relationship with God, I think back to around 4 years ago to Camp Idra Haji. It stands for I'd Rather Have Jesus. This camp was amazing. We worshiped every day, the environment was great, and to this day, I would still consider it as a beautiful experience. During that time, only over the course of 1 week, I developed a bond of friendship, of love, and friendship that was super powerful with my friend who we called Lays. We kept in contact through emailing each other, but slowly lost touch. Then we connected again through social media, and I realized that this amazing, strong follower of Christ did not have the same faith as she once did. Of course, I was upset to see this, but we still kept in touch. However, I believe that one day God's love will reach out to her again. Matthew 17, verse 19 to 21 says, "Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, 'Why couldn't we drive him out?' He replied, 'Because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. All I need to do is believe and trust in God with a small mustard seed of faith, and his love and those miracles can happen.'" Before I finish, I would like to say thank you to a few people who have really helped and inspired me on my confirmation journey. My mentor, Stacy, you are so positive and humble and so wholeheartedly a Christian, and you inspire me. Anto and Hunter, both have done amazing things for the whole class along this journey. Thank you for giving up your time to look after hyper teenagers. My Sunday school teachers, especially Patrick Wong, who always seemed like he was really happy to see us and would always give us hugs. I remember praying for you, Patrick, when you were sick. It gave me a chance to be part of a miracle when you were healed. My amazing family, who is always there for me. Brenna Dykeman, who has been such an inspiration, as well as Anna Reese. Both of these people have inspired me by following God's plan for them and have such joy in the Lord that just shines from them and their confidence. I cannot thank either of them enough for being such role models in my life. This confirmation class, who have been on this journey with me, everyone here has held up a supportive attitude and helped each other out along the way. I could not think of a better class to graduate with. Even though Matthew 17 has helped me along this confirmation journey, as I was going through the Bible, Proverbs 31:25 stands out to me. "She is clothed with strength and dignity and laughs without fear of the future." I interpret this that as long as I'm wearing these robes that God has clothed me with, I can stand and laugh without fear of the future, knowing God is by my side. Thank you.
I've been a Christian since the day I was born. I was baptized in Christ, and I go to church on Sundays. I've learned about Jesus my entire life, and I've been guided by him and taught by him all my life. I am a strong believer in Christ and want to do what Jesus taught us. For me, following Jesus is not only about going to church, but it is about introducing Christianity into my everyday life. This doesn't mean I want to shout about how great Jesus is at every opportunity, but I want to pray every night, go to youth group, talk about Jesus, and go to church to help strengthen the body of Christ on earth. I have not yet found what God wants me to do, but I am willing to devote my life to God, to join the community of Christ, and be the hands and feet of God. I am part of Union Church, but also part of Christianity as a community that breathes together, works together, and loves together. God gave me life and gives meaning to my life every second to help me learn about my faith and do what God meant for me. I still need to learn more about God, but I know that I want to confirm my faith in Jesus.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I am here to talk to you about my faith. I decided to take this confirmation course because I wanted to learn more about Christianity. As less than my immediate family are Christians, I went into this course without a Christian foundation. This is partially why I was so curious about this religion and who Jesus was. So where am I now? I know Jesus loves me no matter who I am or who I become, even a rough and tumble rugby player like me. I know Jesus is the best example of someone who loves their enemy, no matter how annoying they can get. I know that Jesus died on the cross for me, and I know that Jesus is with me wherever I am, whether I'm running or I'm on the rugby pitch. I know from my commitment to rugby and school that you cannot just decide to play one day but not the next. You have to be all in or nothing.
Hello, my name is Emerson Fox. I have lived in Hong Kong for 10 years. I have a big family of five. I have two sisters. My siblings' names are Jessamina and Liliana. I have been a Christian my whole life. My sister, Jessamina, got baptized 2 years ago. I was in reception and I had a great friend, Emilise. We became friends because she stood up to me. And she stood up to everyone in my class. And we're still friends now. When I was 6 days old, I got really sick and had to go to the hospital because I had a really bad fever of 100 degrees Fahrenheit. A day after, my heart stopped. Luckily, I'm still alive today, or I wouldn't have met everyone who has changed my life, including you guys. Everyone you meet has a purpose, to change your life or to change theirs. I like this quote because it says to me that humans should all be one because we are all connected from our ancestors and from God. I started confirmation because I wanted to stand up and say I'm a Christian rather than saying, yeah, my family are Christians. During my walk with God so far, He has brought new people into my life, making it better. I've met so many different people during my years in Hong Kong. I have changed some, and many have changed mine, along with God. During our confirmation process, I've made new friends, but also went on this little journey with some old friends I've known for a very long time. For instance, the triplets, Jasper, Sila, and Karis, and Asha and Shay in the back. It's been a great time having some friends with me because when we get older, we can always talk about this process and what it was like. Confirmation has been important as a way to properly start my journey with God. On the closing confirmation retreat, we had a long hike. The walk was around Easter, and we learned about the 40 days of Lent and about the 3 days of waiting for the resurrection. For me, the hike represented our journey in real life with all the challenges and difficulties it brings. For instance, the challenge to keep going even when you're tired or hungry. During this time in the wilderness, Jesus was tempted by the devil multiple times, but he resisted. All of us would be challenged to fast for 40 days and not fall into the temptations of the devil. I find this challenge we should overcome. Over the course of confirmation, I wanted to learn more about the gospel. I had a class on the New Testament and gospels that really helped me. They helped me with my confirmation and my class at school. I really enjoyed the miracle of walking on water because it shows that Peter still needed to grow in his faith in God and Jesus like we do. The parable of the Good Samaritan was also important to me because during my New Testament class, we had to write a 7-paragraph letter to the Salt and Sea Mission, or to James Madwazi. James' story is amazing and awesome. He went to prison 3 times for trying to gain rights for Burmese refugees. My teacher says the letter we sent will be sent to him and I hope he writes back because his story really inspired a lot of people. He is now a Catholic priest in the Federacy of St. Peter. I would like to end in one of my favorite Bible verses, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. I like this verse because it reminds me that we still don't know if there really is a heaven or hell, and if there really is someone to answer all our questions. Thank you.
I grew up thinking God in church was just something I did on Sunday mornings. And praying was like brushing my teeth, just a part of a bedtime routine. When I was young, I wasn't sure I really believed in God. I just went through the routine, sang and enjoyed seeing my friends at church. Then one day, an incident happened that changed my view on God. One day in school, I was in math class, and I was asking my teacher a question about the game we were playing. While I was explaining my question, I walked to the front of the classroom, and a girl in the back yelled my name, "Chaney, just sit down." And the whole class started yelling, "Yeah, just sit down. You're wasting our time. Come on, Chaney." I got really upset, and I was really frustrated. I yelled at the top of my lungs. I was just asking a question, and I ran out of the classroom. I paced the hallway. I needed fresh air. I was curled up in a ball crying in the hallway when our vice principal, Miss D, walked up to me. She wanted to know what was wrong and told her what happened. She made me feel a lot better and helped me back to class. I imagine God sent the vice principal down the hallway to find me. Miss D normally doesn't walk down that hallway. She's normally in the office. And I think God sent her to help me that day. After that day, I've been able to control my temper. I never feel the need to yell when I am frustrated. I know God is always with me, and there is something bigger than myself. Going through confirmation has helped me to grow in my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I've learned a lot more about the Bible and the teachings of Jesus. Confirmation has given me a strong foundation to continue to grow into as a Christian. I'm very thankful to have God in my life, and I'm very thankful for church and my family at Union.
So I'd like to invite Caris to come. So this morning we had a technical problem. As the testimony were going on and on, we were running short of time. And so we decided to split the class into people who will read the testimony at 9:30 and people who would read the testimony at 11. But Caris was not happy with that. Really, really not happy. So she came to me, she begged me, "Can I read my testimony at the 11? And I say, "Okay, let's go." All right?
Hello, I'm Karis. I have always had faith in God ever since I was a baby. My brother, sister, and I were really sick when we were little babies. We were born 3 months premature on February 23rd, 2004. We had a low chance of survival. We had wires attached to us and tubes came out of our noses that went down to our stomachs. After 3 months in the hospital, Jasper and Sila got to go home because they were a lot healthier than me. I was still in the hospital fighting. Everyone who we knew were praying for us, and everyone in Union Church was praying for us. God heard your prayers. Many of you are here today. Thank you for praying. I had an infection that nearly killed me. The doctors and nurses were predicting that I was going to die. But the day after they told my mom and dad this, the doctor said to my dad, "Mr. Caldwell, your daughter is healed. She is better." My dad was shocked and asked how, what happened. The doctor then said, "I am unable to clinically explain why she got better." My parents instantly knew it was God. I went to Small World Christian Kindergarten, and Miss Scale taught me a lot about God and loving him and trusting him and obeying your parents. Years later, I had to have an operation to get my adenoid removed. At first, I was thinking, I can tell my friends how cool I am because I'm going to have an operation. But that didn't really go quite as planned. As soon as I walked into the hospital room, I started crying, saying to my mom, "No, I can't. Let's just go home and forget about this. No, no, no." After 5 hours of crying, it was time for the operation. I said to my dad, "Daddy, I don't think I can do this. I can't do this. I'm scared." The anesthetist said to me, "Are you scared?" Even though I was terrified. I still answered, "Yes, but I know God's going to be with me." I knew he was. The gas mask came on my face and I started counting E-R-San-S-U. And I remembered as soon as I was about to say Leo, I saw this bright light and it spoke to me saying, I am with you. So here I stand reading this to you, alive and well, all because of God. I want to confirm my faith in God because I love God. He is my Lord and Savior. He is always there for me and my family. God has done some amazing things for my family and me, and I'm sure for you too. One of the most amazing things is some of the people that I've met. My mentor, Jane, who is kind, patient, and has a really cute dog. My No Offense Butt group, who I honestly don't know what I would do without you guys. And Patrick Wong, who always makes me feel happy and always has a smile on his face. And Terry, another great Sunday school teacher. Anto, Brenna, Hunter, John, and Sarah, and Wanda, thank you for making the youth group so fun. My confirmation group is also a really special group to me. And to my family, thank you for teaching me that when I am worried or scared, I should pray. I want to follow God for the rest of my life. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Thank you.
I started confirmation in September 2016. If you'd asked me back then what Christianity was, I probably would have just said, believe in Jesus and following what the Bible says. Well, what I said wasn't wrong. It was more of a textbook definition. See, back then, I was in the metaphorical airport, getting ready to board the metaphorical plane. I knew where I was going and how I'd get there. I just hadn't started the journey yet. I've always been someone to question things, a theorist, to want to know how things work, to want to know why they work. I was always thinking about things like, where did God come from? And was the Big Bang the same as God saying unto the world, let there be light? What is eternity? When does it end? Well, I still think about these things. I don't necessarily dwell on them as much as I did before. I realize that I don't have to understand or make sense of everything. Everything happens because everything happens. For the past year, I've learned, thanks to C.S. Lewis, that Christianity isn't just a religion where you just say the right things, go to church, and hallelujah, you're in heaven. I realized it's deeper than that. It's more of a way of life, a moral direction in a sense. One important passage that portrays this is Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 to 42, which reads, you've heard that it was said, the eye for eye, tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them for the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You've heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemy and pray for the one who persecutes you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. This passage is one which defines my moral direction. It tells us to be humble and righteous. It's one which I find dear to my heart, as it tells us so that we can take that conflict and make it something more. Make our enemy our friend. It's a moral direction which, if the whole world followed, we'd be in a much better state. Finally, I'd like to thank my amazing mentor, Hunter, and the equally amazing Anto.
I feel that over the course of the confirmation plunge, my faith in God and Jesus has grown significantly. I would say that my belief has increased to about 50%, adding to 20% I had before. I can see that there's more to come, as I still have a lot of questions in my mind that are unsaid or unanswered. But though I know that in the future I may experience difficulties, I trust God will lift me up. Even though I still have a lot to learn about Jesus Christ now and hope to continue to learn as I grow older. I'd also like to thank Uncle Walter, who's my pastor, who took me to several different places while hearing my request of playing Pokemon Go. And I would also like to thank Anto and Hunter for picking Uncle Walter as my mentor. And I would also like to thank God. Thank you.
I am currently growing up in a Christian family and living in Hong Kong. My family is made up of my parents, my twin sister, my younger brother, and me. They are the best family I could possibly have, and they have been there for me through every up and every down. Although we have had an amazing life, we have also had struggles along the way, but we have still been able to keep strong in our faith. Our family has been through a lot over the years. My twin sister, Shay, was born with a serious heart condition, which has caused our family a fair amount of stress, but has also given us a chance to trust God more than ever before. But that's not it. When my family moved from Hong Kong back to Adelaide, Australia, where we come from, a difficult and life-changing trial was placed on our path, theft. Our money was stolen from us, and by that I mean a lot of money. It was stolen by a man who was so deceitful but good at acting that my dad gave a lot of money to him for him to invest in us. He pretended to be a personal investor. He said he was a Christian and he went to church. Now, I don't actually know if he was a Christian, so I'm not going to judge, but he certainly didn't act like one. In the end, this was the main reason why we moved back to Hong Kong in 2010. In 2015, I was diagnosed with celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disease in the small intestines, making me unable to eat gluten or anything that has touched it. This makes eating challenging, and we can never really go out to restaurants and have meals like other families can. I can never eat gluten again in my life. My personal experiences with God. I've had a few personal experiences with God, mostly from the Holy Spirit. I've had a dream with God on the earth in many animal forms, such as a lion and a fish. I know it was him. I've also had experiences with the Holy Spirit during prayer and resound. I've also had more experiences with the Holy Spirit through praying for my family friend who has motor neuron disease. I know that he is with me all the time and that he loves me more than I can imagine. How I came to faith. As I mentioned, I am growing up in a Christian family, so I naturally came to faith. But I'm not just a Christian because my parents are. I am because I made that decision by myself. I feel like I have grown in my faith because of both confirmation through praying for the family friend with motor neuron disease. Praying for him has strengthened my faith and has given me more personal experiences with God. I am strong in my faith and will not let the enemy take away my love for God. How I feel about confirmation. I feel excited and ready, but there's also a feeling of being nervous in a way because I don't know where God is going to send me next and how he'll change my life. What I do know is this. I love God with all my heart and I'm ready to confirm my faith in God to the world. Before I go, I'd like to say thank you to Jess, who was my amazing mentor, who was so kind and so supportive, and Hunter and Anto for setting up the confirmation course. And one last thing, I'd like to leave you with my favorite Bible verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Thank you.
I'm growing up with Christian parents, so I learn a lot about God through them and through going to church with them. But that doesn't mean I'm a Christian just because my parents are. Even though we've been through many struggles, my family and I have still stayed strong together. And we have still stayed strong in our faith. Before I was born, my mother found out that one of her twin daughters, aka me, has a severe congenital heart condition. The heart condition that I had is called a double inlet left ventricle. So that means that only my right side of my heart didn't grow. And without surgery, I would only live for a few days after my birth. After my mother had been pregnant for 38 weeks, she finally gave birth to us. We were born in Melbourne, so then I could go to the Royal Children's Hospital. Once we were born, I was a whisk away to that hospital in an ambulance. Then when I was 3 days old, I had my first open heart operation. I could have also died during that operation because I had so many different problems with my heart. But the Lord was watching over me, and as you can see, I'm still alive. At 3 months old, I was back in the hospital having my second open heart operation. Yet again, the Lord was with me all through the way. It was hard over those years, but good things came too. My younger brother Ethan was born, and we moved to Australia. When I was 5 years old, I had my third open heart operation, which this one was because my red blood and my blue blood weren't separate, so then they would mix together, which would sometimes turn me purple and blue, and I couldn't run very far without losing my breath. Some kids made fun of me for those things. I still remember when I was in hospital. I also remember saying goodbye to Ash and Ethan when I was going on the plane to Melbourne. I remember waving goodbye to them from the plane while crying. Once we got to Melbourne, my mum and dad stayed with me for a while, but then my dad had to go back to Adelaide to take care of my brother and sister. While I was in hospital, I got a card that was very special to me. On it, it had a picture of some kids running toward the camera, and underneath the photo it said, it had the Bible verse Matthew 19:14, in which Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Ever since I got that card, it has been my favorite Bible verse. It reminds me that God loves me no matter what, and that he wants you and me to seek the kingdom of heaven because it belongs to people like us. Once all my operations were done, my mum and I went back to Adelaide. The next year after my operation, we moved to Hong Kong, because earlier on, before my third operation, we found out that my dad had a lot of money stolen from him from his financial advisor. My parents decided to move back to Hong Kong to rebuild and heal from their loss. Once we moved to Hong Kong, many good things and some bad things happened. One of the best things that happened was confirmation. During confirmation, I got to learn more about God and the Bible. Also, I got to hang out with my friends, and I got to eat a lot of Subway. I loved having my own mentor to talk to. My mentor was Yuta, and I loved every minute that I spent with her. Thank you, Yuta. Also, thank you, Hunter and Anto, for being, doing the course with us and being there with us. I can't wait to confirm my faith with God in my heart, and I'm really excited to get confirmed with all of my friends. Even through all of the hard times of my life, I think that through all those struggles, my love and faith for God have become stronger. Thank you.
I used to have many doubts about my faith. I wanted to know why all my prayers weren't answered. I found going to church very boring and I did not like it. This all changed in 2012 when my family and I started going to a new church in Singapore. The church was situated in a car park and it was not very big, but it was always packed with a lot of people worshiping. The very first time I went there, I had a bad impression, mainly because it was located in a park car. However, all the people in the church were friendly from the very first day. The church was perhaps not rich in monetary sense, but they were rich in their community, commitment to each other, and belief in God. After a few weeks, we actually knew many of the people in the church, and now I was looking forward to Sunday mornings more than ever. The people all sang very enthusiastically, and it was easy to understand the pastor and his sermons. From that day onwards, I have started to partake in religious activities more enthusiastically, and I enjoyed being part of a Christian community. Union Church is the third church I am attending to worship the Lord. When I was asked if I wanted to join in this confirmation journey, I enthusiastically said yes, as I wanted to learn more. I have taken this journey of confirmation to deepen my faith with a community of young people. I have enjoyed learning more about God and faith during these few months, and will look back on this experience as one of the pillars of my belief in God. This is my statement of faith.
What is the purpose of life? Why are we put on this earth? What is my purpose? These are questions that I've pondered over for a long time. Am I really just a bunch of atoms and cells combined together, meant to live for an allotted period of time, and then decompose in a wooden box under the mounds of dirt? Or is there a deeper meaning to life? I feel that through the Bible, Jesus, and the Holy Trinity, I have found the answer. Since I was young, I have been a Christian, although my faith has waxed and waned and gone through different seasons. I feel that even if my faith, like a candle, goes through different phases of brightness, it has never been completely extinguished. I believe that through accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the shackles that bind us to sin are burst asunder. As it says in Romans chapter 6, verse 14, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." I believe that God is just and merciful, and at his initiative, he has called me to be his. I believe God loves me, that he has a personal knowledge of me, and that he has a personal agenda for me. I believe that through the Bible, I can learn more about God through people that he had a close relationship with. For example, Matthew, Abraham, Paul, Isaiah, and many others. Through role models like them, and through reading his word, I can learn how to walk closer to God and be more Christian-like. Through the confirmation process and Union Church, I have grown closer to God. As I have grown in my faith and understanding of God's grace, I have found great encouragement and comfort in the insights of the people at Union Church. Their dedication and love for God's truth and for God's people is evident in their every action. It has been a strong prompting to promote myself to God's word and to prayer. Thank you very much.
I would like to say something before I get started. I have heard all these testimonies, and I have a short one, and I'm just impressed by all these ones because they have gone through many things, but I'm just glad that I didn't have to go through any sickness or death to get my faith. I'm just glad, thank you, Mom and Dad, that I'm just glad that I grew up in a family that allowed me to have a strong faith and that I wouldn't have any notice. So that I had a strong faith all my life. So let's get into it now. I was born into a Christian family and grew up believing in God. I asked God to be in my life at a young age, but it didn't mean to me as much because I was so young. So later I asked God so that I could remember this important part of my life. I continued believing in God and going to church. Then at the age of 12, I took the course of confirmation class so I can confirm my belief instead of just following my parents. And during confirmation, I learned a lot about God. My mentor has helped me, thank you. My mentor has helped me majorly through this, my journey. And while still I don't know everything, I know that my learning has not stopped. Going through confirmation has helped my faith become my own, and I've been able to learn, use what I've learned, like praying. When someone has a stressful day or rely on God myself. God has become a much bigger influence in my life. I have heard amazing testimonies, including these ones all there right behind me, and ones from all around the world, my families and my brothers. I know none of these miracles have happened to me or anything like that, but I'm just glad because I don't have to go through all this, as I said before. And while I know they haven't happened to me, I know that God is still present in my life. And God loves all of us equally. And he has a path for us. We may wander off, but God is here for you and me.
Let me read you the statement of confirmation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are invited into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. I present these persons for confirmation and to formally join into full membership of this church. I now invite the confirmants to publicly confirm their faith in Christ by saying out loud the Apostles' Creed. I believe
Almighty.
Amen. Amen.
In just a moment, we're going to ask them to affirm their faith in Jesus Christ, but I would like to thank the youth program and like to thank some kids who are not ready to do this statement yet. And I would celebrate the integrity of those who said, I need a little more time. But I'm so proud of you. And it gives me great joy to ask these questions. And I'm going to ask you the same questions that we ask anyone who joins this church. I'm the past of the church, right? The pastor. The pastor. But I am so thrilled at the life that our Lord and Savior will live through you as you affirm your faith in him through the power of his Spirit. So the first question, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all nations, ages, and races? Do you?
I do.
Do you, as a member of this confirmation class, affirm your place in this congregation and in the greater body of Christ, that is the Christian church, by serving faithfully with your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your proclamation of Jesus Christ as Lord? Will you?
I will.
Just a word of warning, confirmation is not graduation from church. Even if you made a deal with your parents, you've just made a deal with God. And it's the beginning of a wonderful chance for you to minister and grow. Anto has asked that we have a third question. Is Charles Schmidt here today? Yesterday, I was walking down the hill from St. John's Cathedral. Charles Schmidt, who's, I don't know how long you were in the hospital after serious surgery, who's still in recovery, who's having a difficult time walking, was walking up the hill. And I was kind of surprised that Charles was on this long journey. I said, Charles, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to St. John's Cathedral's bookshop to buy a confirmation card from the kid that I mentored. It's the kind of dedication of Charles and all of you that have brought the kids this far. And we would like you to affirm that you will continue to play a place in their lives. Do you, as the congregation of Union Church, family and friends of those who've just been confirmed, do you promise to pray for and encourage them as they continue in their Christian life? Do you?
So I now invite the mentors to come forward, and I invite candidates to kneel.
You are kneeling under the cross, and I want you to remember how deeply, deeply loved you are by your Heavenly Father. And we love because He first loved us in Jesus Christ. Confirmands, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine His face upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. As you continue on this exciting, amazing journey of Christian discipleship. Amen.
I invite you to stand. And I invite Hunter, my faithful assistant, to pray for the class.
It's good. Let us pray together for our confirmants. Lord God, our Maker, Redeemer, and Friend, we thank you today for the confessions of faith which these, your children, have made according to their own personal experience of you. How grateful we are that you know them all and that you love and understand each one. We commend them to you now, having given them your word, praying that you will seal it on their hearts and in their minds. Lead them to do justly and to love and give mercy and to walk humbly with God. Keep them from sin and help them to grow willingly in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Surrounding them, we pray and give them grace while they are young and strong to become servants you want them to be. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
While they're standing, could we give a round of applause for the mentors? As one of them told me, it's one of the best investments I've ever made. And so I think Hunter and Anto would love to hear those of you who would like to have your own faith stretched as you help our young people. We invite the mentors now to be seated. I invite the parents to stand. Believe it or not, they too have had a part in this whole process, and we do want to thank them and congratulate them. And now I would invite everyone to stand for the final song. Okay.
family.